Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Joanne Black being back on the show. Joanne has been with us now coming up on 8 years. She's a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder of No More Cold Calling, the author of the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. She's our good friend Joanne Black. Welcome back.
Oh, Jim, it's so great to be back. It's
good to have you back, as always, and recognized recently as one of the top, the two or three, right, social media sales influencers, top three, right? Top, is that what it was?
Top 30, but top 30 sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I just dropped a zero. I mean, what's the big deal? What's
no, it's great.
What's a zero among friends, right?
Well, hey. I don't count numbers. I'm in the group.
I was telling the audience, congratulations, I was telling the audience before you got here earlier in the hour when you were coming that about how the rules of selling have changed. And that I said, you know, my new book, I wrote a whole chapter on how the rules of selling have changed. I said, but Joanne wrote a whole book on this topic. And I said, we're going to talk about that because what I said, Joanne, was that there was a time in when you were selling when once you got in the door and got a customer qualified, prospect qualified, getting them to sign the contract from that point to the contract, that was where the real hard work came. But today, once you get in the door and you're able to get them to talk about qualifying, becoming qualified prospects, from there to the close, that's the easy part. The hard part is getting in the door to the right person who can make the decision and to let them say, yes, I'll let you have a meeting. That's the hard part these days, isn't it?
Well, it is hard. Obviously, you and I know it's not hard if you work through referrals and get an introduction.
Right.
However, it's hard because the landscape has changed. And it used to be we showed up in person, right?
Right.
You had a phone call.
And everybody we showed up, whose office we showed up in front of, expected to talk to vendors today.
Well, they were ready to do that.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
And now it's very different because we not only show up in person or on the phone, but we show up online.
Right.
And that is equally, if not more important, than showing up in person at different times in the sales process.
Mm-hmm. But we still have to be. The thing is, though, is there showing up is not like it used to be. It used to be that showing up got you. If you sent a letter, the letter got read. If you showed up, you got to see somebody. Today, however you show up, has got to be accepted by the person you're trying to show up in front of. Right? I mean, it's got to get there the right way. Right? Isn't it?
Well, people are looking for conversations going on. You know, what today is happening is there's a lot of research done before buyers even talk to us. And there's a statistic I don't like, which is that it varies. Somewhere between 67 and 80% of a buying decision is already made before a buyer talks to a salesperson.
That's right.
I don't believe that.
I believe that
the buying decision is made. I think that, and I know, and the research shows, that buyers are online looking at us. They can see our website. They check us out on LinkedIn. They check us out on other social sites. They can monitor our conversations. They actually can look and see what others are writing about us.
Mm-hmm.
So they do all this research. They come to us with information, which years ago nobody had. I mean, you and I remember when the only way to get information was to call a company,
talk to
corporate communications, mm-hmm. right? And they sent an annual report.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that to where we are today, where information is instant, that is a huge shift. Yes, and abundant. Huge shift.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, though, is that when you... when you, with regard to whether people have made the decision already, I'm not going to say that they that people have already made the decision about what they're going to buy that as to that degree, but I do know this: more and more of the people we want to call on and we want to do business with, once they find out that we're even in, we even exist, even if they haven't thought about using our stuff yet, if they're the slight bit interested, they will self-qualify themselves and pre-qualify us before we've even had a chance to do it ourselves. And that's because of what you just said, what they can do on the internet.
That's right.
And that's the reason why you have to do what Joanne says. When we come back, she's going to talk to us about how to use the tools so that when they, as they're making up their mind, they're increasingly predisposed to let you come and see them. 20 Till, right back with Joanne Black. The book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.